This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Southern California Lifestyles returns to the air after a time off the air because of the things that have been going on have just been incredible. And Bobby Dooley is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association with a look at Southern California lifestyles and how everyone can live just like they're in California, even though most of you aren't, is the way the brochure is written. And I suppose I wouldn't read it that way, but anyway, I wouldn't write it that way. Anyway, Bobby, how are you?
You know something, Phil, we're really doing well considering, but you may not write it that way, but we really mean it that way. A lot of people wish they lived in Southern California, especially these days.
Be that as it may, President Bush has asked all of us to return to our normal lives. Have you and those at Western Estates?
You know, Phil, the president has warned us that the Taliban must surrender Osama bin Laden. And I think it's clear, surrender bin Laden or surrender power. We wanted to support the president with our hearts and all of our souls, and we've drafted a joint resolution on behalf of the Western Estates Homeowners Association and the PTO, if I could read it.
I guess the answer to my question is no, you haven't returned to normal. You're thinking about bin Laden?
As a homeowners association and a parent teachers organization, I think we must make it clear that we support the president. And Mr. bin Laden has been told that he is being sought by the United States, and we support that, and we drafted a resolution.
What does it say?
We, the members of the Western States Homeowners Association and Parent Teacher Organization, demand the ruling regime in Afghanistan, known as the Taliban, immediately and with firm intent, turn over the fugitive known as Osama bin Laden to the United States on account of he's wanted for various terrorist crimes. We demand his immediate and complete turning over to the United States of Americans. Sincerely, Bobby Dooley, President, Western Estates Homeowners Association, Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization, and Steve Dooley, Vice President, Western Estates Homeowners Association, Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization.
Great.
Yeah, that's you. Okay, but Steve, right?
My husband Steve is here, Phil.
That's great. I wanted to get to something that had obviously been faxed over to us, and I told you about this, that you have purchased gas masks, food, and water for your homeowners association?
Yes. All gated communities, we think, should do this. All homeowners associations in and around the United States should make provisions for gas masks, food, and water. I think within the gated area and within the gated community, there's still very, very much that can be done.
And all right, but you have purchased gas masks and food, and you are keeping it at your home, right?
That is correct. I don't know who you've been talking to.
Well, I've been talking to some other members of the Western Estates community there. They say you guys went out and purchased gas masks and food, which is intended for everybody that lives there.
Yes, it is. But we are the president and the vice president of the Homeowners Association. We keep it in our home. And I don't know what the...
Well, here's the point. Many of the people say that they ought to be allowed to have their own gas masks and food because the money you use to buy those came from the Homeowners Association fund. Isn't that right?
That's correct, Phil. But that is...
Film about Titanic.
I wanted to mention, did you see the film Titanic?
Yeah, I saw the film Titanic.
There was a slight blueprint for what we want to do in that film. Yes, a lot of people died, but that was only because they didn't have enough boats. We have enough gas masks. What they do, what they did in the movie, is they took the third-class passengers and they kept them down below until the first and second-class ones. And so what we're doing in our community is the people who live in the Bougainvillea phase are the first ones who get the gas masks.
And why? Because they live in what, they have more money?
They live in the $800,000 plus, yes, the 5,000 square foot homes.
And I can't wait to hear your reason for this. So you went out, you bought...
Phil, I'd like to finish if I could.
Well, who am I talking to? You, Steve, both of you?
I'm a supporter.
My husband supports me.
So you went out, bought gas masks. The first people to get them are the people in the what? The bougainvillea?
In the bougainvillea phase. The second people to get them are in the magnolia phase, which is our mid-$400,000 homes. The third people to get them would be our morning glory and poplar phase people. And they can share masks, or in the event of an emergency, they would draw straws. Now,
okay, now give me your reasoning for, and we'll give our phone number out here, 1-800-449-8686. This has got to be a first in America. One of the homeowners associations here in Southern California, Western Estates, went out and bought gas masks and food and water for the whole gated community, right?
That's correct, yes.
We're the first people to do it.
Yeah, yeah, you're the first people to do it. Let me tell you something. Okay, you're keeping them at your house, Bobby?
Yes.
Okay, so the president and her husband are keeping the gas masks and the food at their house. And when it's time to break them out, you guys will disseminate them according to how much money people make. Now, how do you justify that? Okay?
Let me tell him. I'll tell him. Phil, first of all, people who are lower income people, and may God forgive me for saying this, but it is true, and you can read it in all the newspapers. They're used to living with the different diseases that Bin Laden might send over, whether it is rodent or the lice diseases. The poor people are used to living with those.
They got immunity.
They have immunity. And so doesn't it make sense that the first people to get the gas masks are those of us, yes, who are a little bit wealthier, and yes, who may not have an immunity to a lot of the rodent, vermin, or head lice. If Osama bin Laden or any of the terrorists send the, what is it called?
You're talking about biological weapons?
Yes, exactly.
Well, what do you think he's going to lob in here, man?
Ben, I don't know, but a lot of the diseases that he will send in here, the people who don't have as much money are immune to it.
Why? Because they've lived in squalor?
Yes. Well, not squalor, but they've lived around other people who are poor. Poor people always get the disease.
What are head lice?
A head lice bomb or a rodent?
Yeah, a head lice bomb. That's what bin Laden...
Well, Phil, I don't know.
Well, let me tell you something. He's not going to send a head lice bomb in here. And he's not going to send in... What do you mean rodent vermin?
Well, whatever the disease...
How about anthrax, smallpox, stuff like that?
I heard about that.
Yeah, okay. So you think that the poor people out there got those diseases?
I'm saying there's more of a likelihood. And I wish you wouldn't treat me as the enemy. I'm not the enemy.
We're not the enemy. I'm sending poison oak bomb.
A poison oak bomb? A poison ivy bomb? Are you guys living on the planet Earth with me? You, first of all, disseminating gas masks.
We very much, and we don't need to be talked down to, Phil.
We're trying to help our community.
Well, the good for helping your community, man. You go out and get gas masks. You're not going to give gas masks out to people. The people who have homes in the mid-$200,000 range, well, they're just going to have to draw straws or share masks. Because in all likelihood, they've been exposed to head lice and poison oak.
That is correct, yes.
And you think that's the kind of biological weaponry that bin Laden is going to be using against us?
We don't know what he's going to do. What we do know is this. Fact. Poor people or the poorer people are more exposed to disease. Fact. I'm keeping the gas masks at my home, and that's all there is to it.
Why? Because you're the one, because you saw a Titanic? I mean,
nobody is going to keep a gas mask for my boy.
But everybody in your homeowners association put in money to buy these.
They elected us.
They elected us. And no one is going to keep a gas mask for my son. And
well, what about the other people who've got kids? This sounds more territorial, Bobby, than it does anything else. And the fact that you're on my show talking about how poor people have been exposed to head lice and poison oak, that means they can have more immunity.
You know something? I came on your program with the best of intentions.
And then you cite Titanic, where they locked the third-class passengers down below, and they drowned.
That's because they didn't have enough lifeboats.
Well, I'm not so sure that's the case.
You see the movie?
Yeah, about 4 times.
We took the boys to see it all the time.
5 times. So we know.
Oh, okay. Well, you saw it 5 times, so you know better than me. I only saw it 4. 1-800-449-8686. Phil, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Phil, I can't believe this lady. She's out of control. Is she playing God? Don't all those people pay the same amount of money for their homeowners?
And they elected me.
But only the poor people, they get to wait till the end?
They elected me the president of the Homeowners Association.
They should kick you out. You're terrible.
Well, you know something? I'm president until such time as we have new elections.
They should have one right now and kick you out. I know it's the gas master in your garage. You're not going to get hurt.
You know what? They're not going to kick me out. Not while we have the state of emergency.
The state of emergency? Do you think that you are solving any emergency? You're creating an emergency.
Do you live in a gated community?
No, I don't. If they're like yours, I don't have to worry about it. I don't want to live there.
Well, you hardly understand what it's about.
Why would anybody want to live in a gated community if they got to go around to your house and get the gas mask and the food? And
this is the best form of survival. People who live on a street without a... You know, you think it's funny until it happens.
You are humorous, lady. You're out of control.
You think it's
funny.
You're
taking those poor people's money and you're spending on gas-fed masks to give to the rich people.
Because
you're out of control.
Because you live in a street without a gate. You're jealous.
I do live in a street without a gate. Does that mean that I'm a poor person? Geez, my house only costs $2.25. I guess I'm poor and I shouldn't get a gas mask. I should die.
I'm saying that you might have been exposed to diseases that we have not.
Oh, there you go.
Where do you live?
I can't afford an $800,000 house, or I'm not willing to live my life that way. I'm dirty, my kids are dirty, and we're all exposed to disease. But you rich people are not. Lady, you are disgusting, you're an embarrassment to humanity.
I'm asking you, where do you live?
I live in Troy, Michigan, and you...
That is a very humid state. You are exposed to more diseases borne by mosquitoes.
Embarrassed.
What?
Yeah, to sit there and fight the Titanic, that was an embarrassing situation that they let the rich people get out.
Absolutely, and they had an inquiry.
I'm saying that if you are living in Troy, Michigan, and in a home that's only 2.25, there is the possibility that you've been exposed to head lice.
You know what? Do you have a Nazi symbol on the side of your head? Because that's what you sound like.
How dare you?
Or is that, or you're putting on a little white hat over your head and you're going out at night and burning crosses? You are an embarrassment. They should kick you out of there.
Have you had head lice?
I've never had it in my life, but I'll tell you what. I'd rather have head lice than rub shoulders with you.
How dare you?
That's my wife you're talking to.
I don't care. She's an embarrassment, and so are you.
All right, head lice. Osama bin Laden is not sending head lice. And if anybody's fooling around with biological weapons, it ain't going to be poison oak.
Well, I don't know what it is, but it's more likely this man has had it than me.
Wild.
Lady,
you are
unbelievable.
Thank you for your call, sir. 1-800-449-86. It's more likely that guy's had it than me. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley with her husband, Steve. An incredible situation developing at Western Estates where the Homeowners Association purchased gas masks, food, and water. And she's keeping it at her house because when the time comes, if the time comes, she can disseminate it out to people according to income. 1-800-4... And why is that? Because the poor people already have been exposed to all the lice and rodent vermin that anybody would be lobbing in. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley are with me from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, where you have gas masks, food, and water, and you'll be giving those out according to your schedule, not the schedule of the other people in the community, even though their Homeowners Association fees paid for those. And you are doing this based upon watching Titanic, that the lower-class people have an immunity to the biological chemicals, whatever, that might be lobbed into the community. And the richer you are, the less of an immunity, so therefore you get the gas mask first. Is that right?
Yes, Phil, and I can hear, as a matter of fact, I can sort of hear what it is you're saying, but we're going to go downstairs, if you don't mind. We want to go downstairs to
our radio room and find out a little bit more about... Steve's downstairs in our... I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted.
Well, could you stay with me? What do you mean your radio room?
We have set up a radio center. And what we're doing is staying in community... Hold on. Right.
What radio center?
In case they send in headlights.
In case they send in headlights, you guys will what? You'll be able to tell people, are you down there now?
Yeah, Breaker, this is Big Mama.
Oh, fine, Roger.
Look, and if Bin Laden, hello,
yes.
If Bin Laden sends in headlights, what are you going to do, go downstairs?
We can go to the bunker complex.
And then say, come on, everybody, get your gas masks. Here is Sarah on the Phil Henry Show. Sarah, go ahead.
In the real world, America is all about equality. Not about rich and poor. You may be rich, but you don't have a clue what you're talking
you're
about.
You're from Pakistan, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, that means you've been exposed to a lot of the lies
Exactly. We are not talking about racism or stuff like that. We are talking about equality and protecting and going against terrorism.
I agree with you. But what I'm saying is, since you come from Pakistan, you're used to living with, the rodent vermin.
Okay, so you're telling me you've never been sick, you've never been exposed. Do you live in a quarantine room or something?
Well, I haven't been exposed.
How do you know?
Well, I don't
know. How do you know? How are you so sure? What happens if you get sick tomorrow and you need a blood transfusion?
Sarah,
are you going to check everybody's...
I'm not immune to crabs the way you are.
Oh, really?
Immune to crabs.
Since who gave you the right to judge people whether they're rich and poor and rich?
I'm not judging you. I'm just saying...
You are. You're judging everybody.
How am I judging you?
You're telling people are exposed from a head lice?
Well, you're saying
like
because this lady's from Pakistan, she's immune.
You
say because she's from Pakistan, so she's immune to the crabs.
I'm simply saying I've never had crotch itch the way I'm sure you have, Sarah, because of the country you're from.
What are you trying to tell me?
You know what? Hold on, Sarah. Can you hear us, Sarah? Your car phone broke up.
Yes, I can.
Could you repeat that, Bobby?
I'm just saying I think Sarah is a fine lady, and I don't mean any offense. I'm saying because she's from Pakistan, she probably developed an early immunity to crotch itch.
How do you know?
Well, look at the country you're from.
So what does that mean?
Look
at the country that is going to help you out.
Isn't it true when did they get soap in Pakistan?
When did they get soap?
Oh, my God. You know what, it is a disgrace.
This is... I am...
to that idiot.
I apologize.
She needs to get in the real world.
I asked a perfectly logical question.
You know what? You know what, lady? You need to get your facts straight and read your history.
No, my husband said it was 1956.
Oh, my God.
What?
Get a grip.
Well, you got toilet paper and soap.
When you got toilet paper and soap in Pakistan, wasn't it 1956?
What are you guys?
I wasn't born that year, so I wouldn't know.
You coming up with this crap out of your... You pulling this out of your rear end?
She is so full of it. You need to get your act together and come in the real world and stop living in the world of fantasy.
America
does not need people like you, honest to God. America needs people like us who support them.
Hold on, I'm getting a call. Wait.
Listen.
Breaker, this is Big Mama.
She is an idiot.
I don't know. I apologize for the comment.
By the way, you people in Pakistan better help us or we can drop a nuclear weapon.
Hey,
that's really great. That's really great.
You know what, lady?
You can't say honest to God because you don't worship the right God.
Yes, that's right. You don't.
Oh, we don't. And you do?
You know, within 2 minutes you've insulted this lady. She's immune to crotch itch. She's immune to head lice. When did you get soap in Pakistan? And you better help us or we'll drop a nuke. Thanks very much for... By the way, Sarah, you're fine people of Pakistan that are helping us.
She needs to get her act together. I am sorry to say that she is an insult to humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Here, somebody asked me, well, what do you mean by sacrifice? What do you mean by this? What are you talking about? It really hurts me that people would ask, well, I mean, I know it's a war, but I mean, what are we going to sacrifice? It kind of hurts me. Like, I guess everybody got to get on board and just say, yes, we're there no matter what it takes. But I suppose some people need to have it explained to them. You know, like I was saying, if you knew anybody in New York and you talked to them about it, you get only just a glimmer of what happened. You really just get a sliver of the experience. You can't hope but know. And the chit-chat and the talk radio crap talk that's going on about just exactly what are we going to be required to do and how long is the war going to take, all this stuff, that's being engaged in by people other than the residents of New York. But here's an example of what I'm talking about. Pennsylvania has canceled 111 fraudulent driver's licenses, including those of 18 people believed to have falsely obtained permits to transport hazardous materials. Now, maybe they're going to have to start doing checkpoints. Maybe they're going to have to start doing, you know, those sobriety checkpoints that everybody was engaged in these intellectual conversations about whether it was constitutional to stop to see whether someone was driving drunk, as if trying to protect people's lives was somehow an unconstitutional effort. So you get out on the road after you've been drinking 15 quarts of motor fuel, or however you get your kicks, sucking down grappa, some moonshine, whatever Papa's got in the still, then you hit the highway, and a copper tells you, pull over, I want to breathalyze you, or at least look in your eyes or check to see. And this is unconstitutional because, God forbid, he should save anybody's life by pulling you off the road. See, that's the kind of conversation people would have. And you're talking to a guy, by the way, who has a drink every now and again. Why, I can tell you a story out of Miami one night. I was coming home from a party in a news van with one of the news people. I could have been driving, but no, I got into the news van, and we were going right up the street there. We came to a sobriety checkpoint. Thank God we were in the news van, because the cops just waved us right through, and both of us were drunk. But anyway, seriously, man, I was in Miami, and we had the WIOD news van. Well, I don't want to indict WIOD. It's not their fault. It ain't even the Florida Highway Patrol's fault. The fact of the matter is they're letting the news van go through because they figure we got a job to do. Bull crap. She was just driving me back to my house. And then maybe something else going to happen. Who knows? That guy made my life a beautiful thing that night. He made a lot of stuff happen. Not. Anyway, They didn't stop, they didn't check, they didn't breathalyze, nothing. Oh, you're in a news van? Go right ahead, thank you.
Yeah, we had to cover a story. There's a fire up here, Ossifer.
Jeez. Get ready for that. I don't mind anybody pulling me over, checking my license, make sure I am who I say I am, and I got the right kind of permit and all that crap. 18 of these guys got falsely obtained permits to transport hazardous materials. Oh, that's swell. That makes me feel fantastic. Why can't the cops stop you and take a look and see that your license is all right? What's wrong with that? This is what I'm talking about. You see what I'm saying? This is the world that we got to get used to. This is the world we got to get used to. Now, here's Pat Robertson, who might as well be a member of the Taliban. I'm serious. If for all that this guy cares about people, this guy can't wait. If you heard what he had to say, I don't want to hit this too hard, man. It's so easy to beat up on these religious cats. I mean, lately it's all been about the Muslims, but let's not forget about some of these fine Christian fundamentalists we got in our own backyard. And yes, the Jewish fundamentalists too. Let's not forget about them with their cornball weird-ass beliefs. And the Buddhist fundamentalists. All of you weirdos, and you know who you are, with your hats and your shawls and your robes and you're all whack. Get with the world. Do you mind just getting with the world a little bit? Just walk down the street, man, without a big freaking sign on that says, I'm a weird ass. Can't you just dress like everybody else, like we all do? Oh, I understand this is America. You're entitled to be different. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. But the fact of the matter is, it's like wearing a badge that says, my religion is so much better than yours, or I believe thus and so. I never could figure out what it is about, like, wearing a funny-looking hat or not wearing buttons or having a beard or not having a beard or everything. It's going to tell me about your religion being so groovy. Religion's bullcrap unless it works in the body of the world, in the body of society. That's why the Amish, you know, God bless them, the Amish are nuts. They're that's why their whole thing is just wrong. Because they're not with the rest of us. They're not doing their thing, man. They're not living in the world. They're living in another little fantasy land they created. So, like I said, I don't want to beat up on these guys, but as long as everybody's coming down heavy on these Muslims, let's not forget that we got some nutcases out there like Robertson who talks about, check this quote out, the Lord is getting ready to shake this nation. We've not yet seen his judgment on America. The thing that happened in New York was child's play compared to what's going to happen. Child's play. You must have such a marvelous life, and this religion that you practice must be so wonderful, man, that we're just waiting for hell to break loose. I mean, just can't wait for the end of the world. Well, we had the end of the world already, Pat. Thank you very much. It happened on September the 11th, and I'm sure there'll be more ends of the world to come in the coming century. There'll be other cataclysms, there'll be other problems, there'll be other wars, and there'll be other nuts like you saying that this is just the beginning and it's all coming down. And while you just predict the end, the rest of us will just kind of dig out of the rubble and push on with our lives, if you don't mind. That's what we're going to do. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Security lapses at Logan International Airport were unacceptable, according to their acting governor, Jane M. Smith, and so she has moved to oust its security chief. The official said Monday that Swift will seek the removal of Joseph Lawless. Boy, there's a great name for a guy that runs security at an airport. The head of public safety at the Massachusetts Port Authority, which runs Logan, the Port of Boston, and airports in Worcester and Bedford. Or Worcester, excuse me. He will be removed very soon. Security at Logan has been under scrutiny since two teams of hijackers commandeered planes that took off from the airport in the September 11th terrorist attack. Did that strike you as some kind of a phony baloney firing? Because did these guys do anything illegal to get on these airplanes? Has it been determined that any of these hijackers did anything illegal to get on these airplanes? I think the answer to that is a resounding, I don't know. No, I think the answer is no, they didn't. I think they got on the plane legal, everything's beautiful, but they got to hang some guy out to dry. So a guy by the name of Lawless, I'm firing this guy just because I don't like his name. That's like Bob Murderer was fired today as the head turnkey at the Phoenix jail. Mr. Murderer, who'd been on the job for only 5 days, was fired because his name gave a lot of people the creeps. Okay, here is Kevin. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry show, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
I got a question. I get a lot of emails promoting, well, not promoting, but using the September 11th incident to sell that people's products, and I see it all over the newspaper and the internet, and I don't.
You got any of them?
They're buried somewhere. I get real pissed.
I'd love
sometimes
to see them.
I want to fire back a nasty letter, but I want to know if you get them too, and how do you react?
We don't get a lot of junk email. I don't put my name. I'm not saying you put your name on. For some reason, through the grace of God, I ain't gotten. I haven't gotten much of that stuff.
Well, do you see them in the newspaper? Like come down to our car dealership and. And on and on. I mean, I don't know to get mad or not.
I don't know, man. It seems to me that I've heard, you know, commercials that sort of play on the fear thing. Like, we don't know what's going to happen. That's why you should buy Barclays beer. Because you, when the end comes, you should be drunk. I've heard a lot of melodramatic and heavily dramatic things like that. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's the nature of commercial enterprise. It may be in bad taste. And the best thing you can do is simply not buy their product.
Well, that's what I do, but yeah. Like I said, I don't know if I'm just being paranoid or taking it too far.
No, it probably pisses you off. I don't blame you for it pissing you off.
Right.
It's an insensitivity that is that's unnecessary, using the disaster in New York to promote oneself commercially. Imagine anybody else doing that. Imagine that happening. By the way, this is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Check out our website. But you know what I'm saying?
I do.
All right, Kev.
Thanks.
Keep the faith.
Righto.
Anybody using what happened on September 11th, for instance, to further their ratings position in the radio market to try to score points with a higher-cuming audience? How dare anybody do that? Can you imagine anybody thinking that way? Anyone attempting to make hay out of this terrible disaster? By the way, remember that you listened to the Phil Henry Show today. Bull crap. Everybody's doing it. The answer to that question is a resounding uh-huh. Everybody's doing it because that's America. It is a commercial enterprise. There's nothing necessarily wrong with the system. When you ask people, though, to be sensitive at a time of extreme or extraordinary circumstance, they don't get it. Look, you know, Charlie, all right, can we maybe back off of the ratings grabbing? Can we just do something special for the people? What do you mean special? I don't understand. Look, we had a lot of people die. We have had a serious problem happen in this country. Can we sort of just not be so upfront about wanting to get numbers for our TV or radio station? They're looking at you with a blank stare. They don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean? This is fantastic. This is the greatest thing that ever. I'm telling you right now. You think I'm kidding? There are some people on the air in this country that think this is great, what the country's going through, because there's all kinds of phone calls from all kinds of crazy people and all kinds of emotions that can be manipulated. Am I one of those people? Okay, let's get another call. Did I say something? Here's Jeff. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Jeff.
Yeah, I wanted to say that, you know, a lot of things that Americans consider their right to do, it's really not a right. It's a privilege.
Like what?
You know, well, like driving a car. You know, the police, if it's necessary to stop people, to check to see if they have driver's license, to check to see if they have bombs in their car, it's a privilege. And if they don't want to succumb to that, then they need not drive a car.
Yeah, you're right, you know? Man. I'm with that. I think that I like checkpoints and all that crap.
Well,
I like the sobriety. Sobriety checkpoints. These people are saying that they are secure in their papers and personal effect, Fourth Amendment bullcrap about how, you know, you don't have the right to pull me over, check my stuff. Yeah, I do. If I'm attempting to save lives due to a public emergency or a public safety issue like drunk drivers, you better believe it. I'm going to pull you over, breathalyze you, throw you in a radio car, book you, arrest you, print you, however they do that, in whatever order. It's been so long, so I forget. And you're dead for the next 12 hours. What do you think of that, booby? Let's go over here to Travis. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show, Travis.
Yeah, what you were saying earlier about people who wear things to, for example, a Jewish person wearing a covering for their head, you know, somehow makes them a nutcase or saying that that they're wearing it as a badge of honor, my religion or my beliefs somehow elevate me above you. Is it possible? Now, man, I don't know if you're saying that because that's what you really believe in your heart, or if you're just trying to make good radio.
No, man, I'm saying it because, look, you know, I got to be honest with you. What I say, I mean. Maybe it makes good radio. I don't know. But I guess I'm weary of seeing all these cats in turbans and hats and jackets and shawls and robes and religion today is taking a place in our society and in the world that is destructive,
okay.
That has murdered 6,000 people.
Okay,
and I suppose, I guess what I'm saying, just to explain, no, of course I'm not saying that a guy isn't a nut because he wears his hat or whatever the hell he wears. I'm getting so weary of seeing these people parading their religion about as if somehow it makes them superior or it's something to follow, when in point of fact, you know, I mean, look what happens.
Okay, well, let me ask him. First of all, I'm not quite sure what you mean by paraded, but I don't think that the nuts, the
freaking,
terrorists...
Trim your freaking beard, man.
Okay,
you know,
well, hold on.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, dude, you know, I don't...
Are you Jewish?
No, I'm not. And I don't wear my beard, you know, down to my belly button, but hey, if somebody wants to do that, that's why we call this America. But the problem that we run into with...
Well, not really, because if he works for somebody that doesn't want the beard, he's got to cut it off.
Well, that's true, if you're a machinist or something like that. However,
no,
the problem
we run Disneyland,
into...
You can't wear a beard.
Hey, the problem we run into when
Knott's
you...
Berry Farm.
When you have times like this...
Yeah.
Is that, you know, everybody gets painted with the same broad brush. I don't believe that the Islamics, the Muslims, the terrorists that slammed the planes into the World Trade Center represent all Muslims any more than I believe that David Koresh represented all Christians. I mean, if G. Gordon Liddy says something over the radio, I mean, a lot of people think he's a nut. Does that represent you? I mean, he's a radio talk show host.
Does it represent me?
Yeah.
Well, what you're talking about religion, which is a set of beliefs, and then you're talking about talk show hosts, which
no,
is
what
an
I'm
occupation.
Talking about,
it's an occupation, so it's not the same thing.
Well, what I'm talking about is
it's a profession. what I'm talking to a set of religious beliefs.
Dude, I mean,
let me just say something, okay?
Hold on, let me just say something. I'm not saying
that people, you know, all I'm saying is we are looking at this, that the sway, we're looking at how a fundamentalist extreme view of religion holds sway over this world in this time and in this place. I'm listening to Christian fundamentalists say that God is going to visit a wrath upon us that will make New York look like child's play. And he says it proudly.
Well,
and he says it, you know, this guy ought to be put in jail. I think the time has come to put cats like Robertson and Falwell in a nut house, because I don't think they're playing with a full deck.
Well, look, man.
Now, that only puts
fear
into people, and it's based on no truth.
Dude, I guess you get off the talking over people. I mean,
yeah, I do. I get off on hanging up on them, too. How about that there, Travis? I'm talking over people. I'm talking on top of people. One of the reasons why I talk over people, man, is I got to keep this freaking show interesting, okay? And sometimes the people that call in, well, they ain't too interesting. I think I made my point. I'm not bagging on religion, all right? And let me say, I'm not trying to bag on your religion. I'm simply saying that I, along with probably many other Americans, I've had about a bellyful of hearing about fundamentalist religious zealots saying that this is how it's going to be. That's all I'm saying. This is how it's going to be. Why's that? Well, because we know what God wants.
Well, you mean I don't?
No, you don't. We do. You don't. And because we do, we are going to do a variety of things. We're going to A, kill you, B, send the fear of God through you, C, insult, D, inflame, all the way on down the alphabet of things that we're going to do that will have nothing to do with making your life better or making you feel better. It'll be all about fear, death, hell. We're getting tired of it. We're getting a belly full of it. Everybody. And I don't care whether it's the Muslims, we know about them, and the Christians, we know about them. Fundamentalist Jews, the same bloody thing. You cats, those Buddhist monks setting themselves on fire down in Asia. What the hell you call that? Rational thinking? Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're going to be talking about Barry Bonds' home run chase coming up next hour. And also on the Phil Hendry Show, I would like to mention our Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com. You can go to our website. Today's Phil Hendry Polls America question, the all-time great stupid beer and ass movie. Was it Animal House, American Pie, Porky's, American Pie 2, Porky's 2, or Hollywood Nights? Which, by the way, Porky's 2 was so bad we shouldn't have put it on the list, but we needed one. So which one do you think people voted for? So far the voting stands at 54% Animal House, followed by 24% Porky's, followed by 10% American Pie, and at 9% Hollywood Nights. And American Pie 2 and Porky's 2 don't even rate. So there you go. That shows you just where people are at there. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.